A very good afternoon to you and welcome to lunch on a Friday afternoon. I hope you're having a fantastic time. And if you'd like to join the conversation, don't forget, you can join us on 0214460567 and on the WhatsApp line on 0725671567. This afternoon, we have the honor and the pleasure of chatting with South African director whose short film is on the Oscars long list. And I think that is an amazing feat and an amazing achievement. But what is more amazing to me when I was going through the research for this particular film was the fact that, this is such a striking story. It was actually really, really, it gripped and it grabbed me because I am a child of the apartheid era. I grew up in the apartheid era. I was a teacher for many years in the apartheid era. And this kind of just highlighted so many things for me. So this morning we speak to Pumi Murari, who is the producer of this particular film, and the film is called Lakeshon Ilanga. Now, if you think that that name is somehow familiar, it's actually a beautiful melody and song of Miriam Makeba's. Pumi, a very good morning to you, very good afternoon to you, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Zane. Thank you so much for having me.
When I looked, you said, you know, this particular film is named after the iconic Miriam Makeba song, and it's a short film that tells the incredible story of heroism in one ordinary day in the history of South Africa. Where did the idea actually come from, Pumi?
The idea came from one day I was sitting in the kitchen with my mom, and I was telling her that I've been learning a bit about my family history from my grandmother. And my mom said, well, do you know the story of when I saved my brother? And I was like, what do you mean? And she told me this wild story of how she saw her baby brother getting abducted by apartheid police and how she had to find a way to rescue him. And I just couldn't believe that that was my mother who had done that and who had sort of gone beyond herself to put herself in danger to protect her family. And I also was just curious about the fact that I didn't know a lot about my family's history and the day-to-day life that they had during that time. And so I wanted to write a story about it, and so that's what it's inspired by.
Mm. Take us through the fact that, do you think that in a certain way, and especially when we chat to young people who were born way past the 1990s, like they were born in 1998 or they were born in 1999, they were even born in the year 2000 and celebrating their 20th or 21st birthday this year, for instance. And when you speak to people about apartheid, did you get that same feeling from your mom that, you know, there's a bit of a disconnect between young people who don't understand what happened during the course of apartheid?
Yeah, I mean, I can speak for myself in the sense that, so I'm a late 80s born child and I grew up in the 90s, and I feel like, you know, even though I was technically alive during the transition, I still grew up not fully grasping what it was that had happened in the past. And even if I'd heard stories from my family, it didn't feel like something that was very tangible to me. And I don't think I fully understood. And so when I was making this film, it was a really great moment to just speak to my family and to hear more about their stories and their lives. And also when I was researching for the film, I watched a lot of archival footage, and that sort of started helping me to immerse myself in the world of the past in ways that I hadn't imagined before. And I felt like if I could find a way to capture it authentically, then maybe other people would also be immersed in the world in a way that is more tangible for them and more accessible to them.
Chatting this morning to movie director Pumi Murari, and we're chatting about the short film Lakeshon Ilanga, which was shortlisted or longlisted for the 2022 Oscars. Now, you know, Lakeshon Ilanga, when I first searched for it, the Miriam Makeba song came up, and it is such a soft, beautiful melody And, you know, is this film a tribute to black mothers in South Africa who have had to overcome the impossible odds to help many of us actually thrive and, you know, to sort of a tribute to them who have been unnoticed and gone unnoticed as these very quiet heroes of the era?
Yes, definitely it is. I feel that, I mean, first it's a tribute to my mother and her courage. But in her, I see the plight of the ordinary African woman and the ordinary African mother and the kind of hidden, you know, obstacles that they had to overcome and the hidden courage that they displayed that kind of just went unnoticed. And I wanted to take a moment to acknowledge it and to honor it, and to also learn from it and to use it to kind of understand where we come from, like what our mothers have done for us and how, you know, that should be something we should appreciate because it's allowed us to be where we are today.
Mm. Maria Makeba's song, which is entitled Lakushon Ilanga, is actually a tribute to the people who remained disappeared. And once again, we chat practically every week on this particular radio station about the rights of the people like, you know, Ismail Timol, the people who've disappeared during the apartheid era. You know, people whose graves still cannot be found, people whose bodies cannot be found, and that families have actually been living with this very long-standing, this very long, you know, kind of inner feeling. You know, sometimes you have an inner feeling that that feeling is so deep that it actually doesn't allow you to cry anymore. Tell us about this film, because it is set in one day, one story. You know, have you specifically, you know, chosen that particular storytelling method to bring this the focus of this film?
Yes, definitely. I made it take place over the course of a day because I felt like I wanted to capture a day in the life of an ordinary person during apartheid and what that might look like. And how sometimes, you know, these crazy events might happen that day. And then the next day people kind of just have to move on with their lives and keep living and keep going. So that was kind of the reason why it was captured within a day.
Chatting this morning to Pumi Murari, the director of the film that's been shortlisted for the Oscars, Lakushon Ilanga. Take us just a snippet into this particular story, because when I watched the trailer, I could not feel, you know, it takes you back to an era of remembering things, an era of hurt, an era of pain, an era of thinking back to things, because as you know, as Zikhona Bali comes around with her daughter, there's this Casper that drives past, and the somebody being put into the back of a yellow police van. So take us through the story. Tell us a little bit about the story.
So the story is about a young nurse and a young black nurse during apartheid, and her younger brother and sister live with her and she's their caretaker. And the brother's an activist, and she's always worried about him being in danger. And one day he actually is in danger and he goes missing and she has to find him. And when she finds him in the danger, she has to find a way to save him. And so, it kind of touches on, you know, my mother's story of finding her brother, as well as some of the lamentations that are in the Lakushon Ilanga song by Miriam Makeba of somebody disappearing and the loved one not knowing where they are and going searching for them. There's even a scene in the film where there's a distressed mother in a hospital looking for her son, and she kind of paraphrases some of the words in the song of having searched in, you know, the hospitals and the prison and mortuary. And so I was kind of trying to capture all the feelings I had when I heard my mother's story. And I wondered, what if my uncle, who is her brother, had been one of those who had disappeared? You know, what would my mother have done? And there were people who were in that position. So what did they do? And so I wanted to kind of explore that story through this film.
Now, you know, let's chat about Pumi Murari, because, I mean, you know, you've been in the filmmaking industry. You left your job at McKinsey 5 years ago to pursue that passion of filmmaking. And, you know, you've been in the film industry ever since. And what COVID has done, Pumi, to a lot of people in South Africa, has made them leave their corporate jobs and actually follow their passions. What has that journey, that 5 year journey in the film industry, been like for you?
Yeah, it's been an amazing journey, because, I mean, it's also extremely tough. It's tough to kind of leave a stable job and pursue a career in the arts. But it's also been very rewarding, because the moment that I left and I started writing and started directing, I felt like I was doing exactly what I was meant to be doing. And I felt very fulfilled in that. And I also, you know, one of my passions was to always make a difference somehow. And I felt that through cinema, I could make a difference through, you know, redeeming the black and the feminine identity on screen. And so it felt very meaningful to me. So it's been an incredible journey. And it did take a lot of courage and being willing to let go of like a certain kind of lifestyle. But I'm very grateful that I had the opportunity to do it.
Chatting this afternoon to film director and writer Pumi Murari, whose short film Lakushoni Langa, When the Sun Sets, has been shortlisted for a 2022 Oscars. You know, filmmaking is a passion of hers. The film has already, Pumi, won a gold medal at the 2021 Student Academy Awards. It's also scooped the 2021 Home Box Office HBO Short Film Competition at the 2021 American Black Film Festival. Are you putting your hopes on getting that Oscar?
You know, I feel like the journey that the film has taken has been beyond my wildest dreams. I would not have expected it to win a Student Academy Award. So already I was just blown away by that, as well as the HBO competition. That really blew me away. So to even be on the Oscars shortlist for me is something that I wouldn't have dreamed of and that I'm so happy and so grateful for. So whatever happens at this point, I am, you know, I welcome and I receive and I'm excited for, but I'm also so grateful for everything that's happened so far.
The actors in the film, Zikhona Bali, Apiwe Mkefi, and of course Thembekile Mafe, how did you come to select them for this particular film?
So Zikhona, I met her through a friend, Twiggy Matiwana, who also directs on TV in South Africa. And when I met Zikhona and I worked with her through some scenes and some exercises and auditions, I noticed that she really had a very strong grasp of the character and sort of like the very subtle nuances of the character in ways that were really powerful. And so I knew like quite early on that I wanted her to take on the role. And then Apiwe, I saw him in a trailer for Letters of Hope, which is a film by Vusi Africa. And when I saw him, I immediately thought of the brother in my film. And I approached his agent. And luckily, even though he had done bigger films, he was willing to be on a student project like ours. And then Thembekile Mate, she was very hard to find. Actually, it's really difficult finding a child actor that is able to carry the kind of weight that this character has in a film like this. And we searched, you know, at drama clubs and theaters and stuff like that. And eventually we found an agency that led her to us. And what really struck me about her is even though she was nine, she really, really could grasp any kind of scenario. I would just give her a scenario or a phrase and immediately she knew what to do. And that really blew me away. And I felt like she was advanced beyond her years.
Movie director Pumi Murari chatting to us this afternoon about a short film, Lakushon Ilanga. Pumi, thank you so much for your time all the way from LA. We do appreciate it. And good luck for the Oscars. I hope that we'll be able to celebrate that. And when we see you in Cape Town, we'd love to see you in studio and have a wonderful day.
Thank you so much, Zane. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks a lot.